Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Welcome to another episode of Out of the Pods. I'm Deep T.
And I'm Natalie. And happy Monday. I think we're going to go back to Wednesday episodes starting next week, which I'm really excited about. I know I say I love Monday episodes, but you know what? I'm ready to go back to hump day.
Wednesday is just a nice little cushion, you know? But I'm really excited about today's episode. My favorite segment. It's the Burning Question series.
Ooh, Deep T is so excited about this. She loves answering your burning questions. If you guys don't follow our Instagram page, that's where we gather the burning questions. And it's always a little fun surprise segment.
Yeah. And we just get to answer questions that pod besties want to know about. And that's why I love it. It just brings us closer to you guys.
Answering all your burning, fiery questions. And we did get some interesting questions.
Yeah, I like to do this series also right after a season is completed because I feel like a lot of people have questions on, you know, what kind of goes on behind the scenes or like, you know, why certain couples do certain things. And this season was very interesting in the sense of messiness, you know what I mean?
100%.
Yeah.
So we are excited to share our burning answers. Before we start, I'd love to know how you're doing because you've had an exciting but also a little bit hard week.
Yes, it's been the last couple weeks have been very interesting to say the least, but I finally did the egg freezing process and went through it. And I'll have more details for our pod besties in the next episode because I still am waiting for my doctor because I literally just did the retrieval this week. So there's a lot more to come, but I just have to say I've learned so much about our bodies. Like, women are badass. Like, just
100%.
Just to like go through this process and see what we're capable of doing and
how our bodies change.
Yes. And how strong we are to like put ourselves through such turmoil, but also for like, you know, a brighter future. I don't know. It's just, there's just a lot of emotions too. I think going through it on your own without a partner has been an interesting experience.
Yeah.
But more to come on that. But that's why I'm in a little bit of pain today. So if you see me just like fidgeting and being weird, it's because there's a lot of pressure in my stomach right now. My ovaries have gone through it. So I'm like fidgeting all over the place.
Yeah, I'm super excited that you just finished your egg freezing journey because I know you'll be right next to me when I start mine, hopefully next year. But we're on different timelines when it comes to egg freezing. I'll share more as, you know, the weeks come, but I had to delay the start of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it's so important to just go in and get your baseline done because we've learned so much with this process. And obviously we'll talk a lot more in detail about it in the next episode, but it's every woman's body is so different. Everyone is just so unique in their own ways.
I mean, I was really surprised when I did that like baseline overview testing, just what I learned about my body.
Yeah.
Like I just wasn't expecting it. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to share kind of what I've learned about my body with you guys for anyone who can, you know, hopefully relate to it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so Anyways, more to share on that.
Yes, definitely more to come. But what's going on with you? How's life going?
Deep D already knows this, and you guys are going to be
stop telling our pod besties. I already know this story. You're telling,
but I tell you everything. So it's like you obviously know.
I'm like, so mysterious Deeps, what's going on,
guys? I was really nervous to share the story because I feel like I'm sharing too much about my dating life. But I mean, it's just like life. Like, of course, you know, I'm dating multiple people, and to be honest, just like how our pod besties share their love lives with us in our DMs, like. I like sharing it with you guys.
Yeah. And also, like, I would share my dating stories, but I'm not. So, meaning I'm not dating, not sharing the stories. I'm over here like, please give me life and share your stories.
But this is a really good story because I need everyone's opinion on this. Like, please tell me if I'm wrong, if I'm being too up my ass, because I'm very curious about what people think about the situation. So I went on a date a few nights ago and he cooked me dinner. Mm-hmm. And it was really good. He cooked me short ribs, asparagus, mashed potatoes, and then he made us blueberry crumbles for dessert.
Yum.
When he was serving me my blueberry crumble, he asked me, he's like, do you want fresh blueberries on top? And I was like, sure, why not? So he goes to his fridge, takes out a carton of fresh blueberries, and he just sprinkles them on top of my blueberry crumble without washing them. Mm. And I was just like, did you miss a step here? Like maybe he was really nervous. He forgot to wash them.
And like, you know for sure, right? He didn't wash them.
I was looking right at him as he took these blueberries from a carton and put them on top of my blueberry crumble. And I was like, maybe he washed them.
Yeah.
And like put them back in the carton.
That's what I do. Yes.
So I asked him, I was like, sir, are you trying to poison me? You're not going to, you know, do a little rinse of these blueberries? He goes, oh, you don't need to wash produce. And I was like, oh,
this is criminal.
And I was like, I need to ask you too. And I was like, you know, the asparagus and the mashed potatoes, like you made those from scratch? Mm-mm. And he goes, yeah. And I was like, did you wash them? Mm-mm. He goes, no, you don't need to. He goes, the heat, like when you cook them, kills the bacteria. And I was like, I don't give an F about the bacteria. I was like, I care about all the hands that were on these produce.
Yeah. No, if you know anything about produce, there's a shit ton of pesticides on
them. And dirt.
Yes. I mean, listen, dirt is fine. I'm just kidding.
Deep used to eat dirt as a kid. So she's like, look at me. I turned out great.
Yeah. My immune system is wonderful. Knock on wood. Wherever there's wood, I'm knocking on it. But I was fine eating dirt. It's the pesticides. Like, you can't. No. No, not in this day and age.
I don't know. I guess I wasn't really thinking about the pesticides. I just think that, like, it's just what you do, you know? Just I'm not asking for like a full ass like bath. Or I'm just asking for a little bit of a rinse.
Not a bath.
Like, just turn on the sink, just give it a little shake.
Yeah. Has he ever heard of veggie? I can't say V's. Is that weird?
Yeah.
Hey, this is actually a very sensitive topic for me, so don't make fun of me. No, because V's and W's are really hard for the Indians to do. It's the and the is really hard. But
says the girl whose last name is Vempati, but you know,
it's Vempati. Oh. That's actually how you say it.
Oh, I didn't know. Wow. Yeah. Really? How come you never corrected me?
No, because I say it Vempati. I say the Americanized version. Yeah. But V's and W's are very hard for me. But what I was going to say is, does he know what a veggie wash is? Like, he needs to be thoroughly.
Ma'am, he didn't even rinse my blueberries. You think he knows what a veggie wash is?
Yeah, you're right.
So I was all like, who taught you this? And he goes, my mom. He goes, you don't need to wash produce. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is a learned thing that was passed on from generation to generation in his family.
Oh no.
And then my head went to the fact that, oh my gosh, like, if I ever spend the holidays with this family, if they ever make me dinner, I'll be thinking about how the produce wasn't washed.
Yeah. There's no coming back from that for you, especially because you're such a germaphobe. Like,
I know. I don't expect people to wash their veggies and fruits as hard as I wash veggies and fruits. Like, I scrub. I take a little scrubber and I really go in there, you know?
A veggie scrubber?
Yeah. I even make food with plastic kitchen gloves on.
Oh, that's
like the disposable, like, kitchen weird. Gloves.
That's weird.
Because, like, if I'm making food for my family and friends and they're either coming over or I'm bringing food to someone's house, I make sure, like, it is as germ-free as I can make it. Okay. I even wear a mask sometimes.
Okay.
As I'm making the food, because I don't want my like spit getting into it.
That's very next level. The most I will do is wash my hands. I mean, I will wash my hands thoroughly, but that's all you're going to get from me.
Well, you know, just to each its own, you know?
Natalie stops eating anything I make.
I was like, ooh.
I wash my hands.
I was like, wash hands only? Not enough. But I don't expect other people to be as crazy as me. But yeah. I was like, you couldn't give it a little, like, little rinse.
So what did you say something to him?
So I didn't want to offend him. I was also in his house and I was like, what if I offend him and make him mad and he could murder me? So I just ate my blueberry crumble, didn't say a peep, texted him, thank you for dinner. He texted me back and I never texted him.
And that is the end of this man. Well, goodbye, sir. But do you think you should give him the feedback? Be like, you know, I just want to let you know the reason that I ghosted you is because you didn't wash.
And I don't like ghosting. You know me. I always send I didn't feel a connection or like I think we'd be better off as friends type of text.
Yes, you do.
But the reason why I haven't responded back is I just don't know what to say. Because there was a connection there, but the connection was broken when he said him and his family don't wash their produce.
Okay, but
and there's so much I can take as a germaphobe.
Don't you think that you could train him, though? If the connection was pretty deep. Clearly, the connection wasn't that deep because I feel like you could have just taught him to wash the produce. No?
I could have taught him, but it's not like I could teach his family.
That's true.
What,
it's
do
a
I
lost
just,
cause for them.
Do I just, like, never eat the fruit or veggies that they serve me? They'll be like, how come you're not touching that?
You're just like...
Like, I'm allergic.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. I'm lactose intolerant and I'm allergic. I have IBS. Like,
yeah.
I brought my own food just to make it easier.
I also can't eat strawberries or lettuce or asparagus or Brussels sprouts or really anything that you serve me. Do I live a lie for the rest of my life if I end up with this man?
Yeah. Listen, people have like ghosted people and broken up with their significant others for way less than this reason. So look, I don't blame you.
I'm not trying to ghost him. I just was at a loss of what to say. And because he's great, he's amazing.
Yeah,
I know. I just feel it actually right now. One of our pod besties is gonna comment, this is why you're single. Because these are your deal breakers and this is why you'll be single forever. But you know what? I would rather be single forever knowing that I'm eating washed fruits and vegetables than be in a relationship.
Honestly, no lies told here. I agree with this statement.
Like, if you tell me to pick and choose a life, I choose a single one.
You'd rather be single and happy than be in a relationship scared for your health and
yes,
your life.
Exactly. Exactly.
I agree.
So let me know if I was in the wrong and also what I should do. I told my family the story and they're like, don't settle.
See, your family knows that you are worth it.
But they're also like huge germaphobes too.
They're like, imagine having the in-laws over.
Yeah, they're like, we could never eat.
No.
We could never share a holiday dinner together.
And family gatherings are all about food. It's like central to food.
Yeah.
So yeah, this you're right. This just could never work for you.
I know.
But I do have to say, you might want to think about sending him that text being like, listen, for your future.
I'm breaking it off because you don't wash your blueberries.
Yes.
And I just want to clear it up. They weren't organic blueberries because I checked. They were perfectly like, you know, the plump, round blueberries compared to like the crinkle organic ones.
Yeah, the GMO
so
blueberries.
So I was like, you didn't even wash the pesticides off these. I was like, what are you trying to kill me?
It was manufactured anyways in a lab.
And the
so
crazy thing is like, I don't always buy organic produce, but I was like, at least I like thoroughly wash my fruits and vegetables. But anyways, I don't know.
Depressing.
That's what's up with me.
Yeah.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Well, speaking of breakups, I don't know if you know who Zach Bryan is. He's a famous musician and songwriter. He's a country artist.
I've heard of him, yeah. I actually don't love country music.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like the honky-tonky country music, but I like the romantic country songs. Like, I think there's just so much feeling in it.
When they're like, let me kick my cowboy boots to the curb and get in my pickup truck.
Mine was more like, and I slashed those ties into the, what is the, you know, the Carrie Underwood song?
Yes. I know the beat.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Something into
the his leather seats. Yes, that's the one.
Yeah.
Anyways, so Zach Bryan, he has been dating Brianna Chicken Fry, and she's part of Barstool. So like Dave Portnoy and Josh Richards, they have a podcast together called The BFFs. Anyways, so they recently broke up, and
Brianna and Zach.
Yeah, Brianna and Zach recently broke up. So it's been like a tumultuous ride for Brianna. Dave and Josh wrote a song for like their breakup, and like basically they're just so loyal to Brie that they're shitting on Zach Bryan.
In the song?
It is so funny. Natalie, you would die. They made a song that basically says like, how lucky is Brie to be free of ZB and his STDs? And it's so good.
Wow.
It is so good.
That's like every best friend though. Like, I feel like your best friends are way more petty about your ex than like the person being broken up with. You know what I'm saying?
This is the type of loyalty I want from my friends. And that's why I wanted to bring up this story, because I'm like, if I get my heart broken in the future, you better write a diss song. And I'm serious about this. There better be a diss song out there, and we're going to sing it on this podcast.
Every breakup that I've gone through, regardless of if I was in the wrong or not, it's my best friends that like ride or die and get so petty.
Yes.
Like they're just like, he was a loser. You're hotter than in many ways, like blah, blah. Regardless of who it is, I could be dating the most perfect man, and if he breaks up with me, like it is my best friends who will go so hard and have my back
exactly.
to make me feel better.
And I just wanted to sincerely apologize to you, because when the whole New York boy shit happened, I did not write a diss song for you, because
you should have.
I really should have. And I will in the future, God forbid anything like that ever happens again.
But you know what was even better is we talked shit about him on this podcast. Yes. And I never shared an update with their pop besties, I don't think, but his family and friends actually listened to that episode. And it was the best revenge, just revealing that he was a cheater.
Yes, my favorite thing of all.
Yeah, and I was all like, I mean, I didn't lie in that episode. He freaked out at me, but I was like, look, I didn't lie. I never shared your name. And I didn't know that your family and friends were pod besties. I was like, how would I have known?
Yeah, exactly. You're like, you were so far removed. How would we have known?
I know. I was like, I never told them that I had a podcast. Yeah. I was like, I didn't know that they listened.
But yeah, so this is a level of petty that I really need from my friends, because the song is actually so good and it's been stuck in my head for the last couple days.
Like their version of the song?
Yes, their version of the song is so good. It's so catchy. And I just hope that they can put it back up on YouTube, because I need it on Spotify immediately.
The best thing about breakups, even though they really, really suck, I mean, we've almost all have gone through really bad ones, is like the conversations you have with your friends. Yes. Just like as you're recovering from a breakup and they're just like, he sucked. Like he, when they're just like going at your ex-partner.
Yes, the shit talking.
Yeah.
The only unfortunate thing about that is if they ever get back together and you're like, you're super honest about their opinions. Holy hell, I've done that before where I'm like, he's so ugly. How dare you? Didn't even deserve you. And then she's like, so we're back together.
I know.
No.
And you're like, oh, I liked him.
Yeah. I was like, I was just saying that to make you feel better.
I know. I was like, oh, yeah, he's amazing. Incredible.
So you got to be very careful with that. That's why I never told any of my friends whenever we used to break up and get back together, because I know their honest, honest feelings about
him. Oh, my God. With who?
With my ex of like the 7 years that we like broke up and got back together all the time. But I was like, I'm not telling my friends this time around.
I mean,
around.
That was like Shane and I. We broke up, got back together twice after our wedding day. And the first time I told my friends, and I think everyone was like, huh, okay, like we support you, whatever you do. Even though like on my wedding day, they were like, he sucks. Like he doesn't deserve you. Like F him.
That's a tough spot to be in.
And then we broke up. When we broke up the second time, our friends are like, oh, thank goodness. Like we knew it was the best choice. And then when we got back together again, so for the third final time, they're like, well,
You're like, Godspeed and good luck.
My friends would be like, are you sure? Like, we're here to support you, whatever you do. But they're like, no hope here. But yeah it is. Love that. Love that for Brianna Chicken Fry.
Yep.
What a name too.
I don't think her last name is actually Chicken Fry. I think people just call her that. I recently discovered that. That's why I'm sharing this. Because I was like, I thought that was her actual last
I
name.
I wish people would call me Natalie Washes Her Produce then. Anyways, let's get into these burning questions. Let's it is time.
Let's do it.
These are some very interesting questions. Okay, a pod bestie asked this one. Least favorite contestant all the LIB seasons.
Why are the pod besties being so messy?
They want
to
know.
Why would you do this to me? You're ruining my wholesome persona.
Ma'am, it was ruined like a couple of episodes ago, okay?
No, it wasn't. My least favorite, should I just say Shake? Because
that's valid.
I mean, who else? No, you know what? There's no beef there anymore, so I can't say him.
Okay, who is it?
I would have to say, based on the character and what we're watching on screen, and because it's fresh in my mind, I would have to say Hannah, especially because she doubled down on the reunion. Ooh. Which is really like, I hate to say that because, you know, I love women and I love supporting women. And
she didn't get a great edit.
She didn't get a great edit.
I mean, like, I think the edit that Netflix gave us, like, they did not want us to like Hannah.
I do have to say, though, like, obviously, I've never talked to Hannah. I have no idea who she is as a person off screen. So this is solely just based on what I've seen on television. So
yeah,
who would yours be?
Same.
Oh,
same. Okay. But also Shane tops her. Like they are my top two.
Yeah.
Well, least favorite.
There's an emotional connection with the latter one there.
Yeah. It's like where you know too much about one person.
Yeah.
But yeah, same thing. I don't know Hannah. I think it says a lot that even her female castmates say that she's mean and are no longer good friends with her. So that's what Marissa and Katie have both said since the reunion episode came out. So yeah. I just feel like, you know, there's so much there. And again, like you said, her doubling down was not great.
No, not great. But yeah, you're right, though, about the other contestants on this season not being friends with her anymore. I think that speaks volume. So
agreed.
Okay. All right. Next question for you. Did Ramses have to pay $50,000 for backing out of the wedding?
Obviously, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't think he had to. I don't think that they're enforcing that $50,000 fine anymore as hard as they did in the earlier seasons. So I know Shane has already talked about this in the Vile Files interview, how him and I were threatened with the $50,000 fine if we backed out of our wedding. And the reason why I think we were threatened with that fine is because the last time we were filmed, we were talking about how we were so excited to be married. Mm-hmm. You know, it was the bachelor and bachelorette party scenes. It doesn't make sense when production has like all these lovey-dovey scenes of us leading up to our wedding day, like no issues. like, why wouldn't we show up at our wedding, right? I think it'd be too hard to explain.
Yeah. And also, I feel like as the seasons go on, like, they want unique stories, you know? Like, it was juicy, the fact that Ramses and Marissa broke up the way they did.
Yeah.
It kind of, like, added to the lure of the show. I don't know. But, yeah, who knows? I don't think that they would have.
My assumption is that people who just want to leave filming mm-hmm. out of nowhere, like, that's when they're threatened with that fine.
Yeah, agreed.
I don't think it's, like, solely because of the wedding day.
Yeah.
Next question. Where do people stay during the show?
Ooh. Okay, well, obviously, when you're in the pods, you stay in a hotel room and then come back and forth to the set where their lounges and the pods are. When we come back home to our cities, they actually get an apartment complex for us where all of the couples stay. We stayed here in Chicago in the South Loop when we were filming, but everyone stays in the same building. Everyone mm-hmm. thinks that, like, the couples are kind of all over the place, but nope, we are in the exact same building. Like, Natalie and Shane were right by us.
Yeah, I think we were like two floors above you.
Yeah, I think Danielle and Nick were on the same floor as us, just on the other side.
Yeah.
Even though we're in the same building though,
we don't really see each other interact much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so much going on, and every couple has their own crew basically that they work with.
Yeah. So. And also about the hotels that we stay in during, like, the pod stages, the men and women are in separate hotels really far from each other. Like, when we filmed, I think it was the same for the later seasons. Mm-hmm. Like, our hotel was an hour away from the men's hotel. And, like, the set was exactly in between.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Next question. Contestants have mentioned that people leave during the pod stages. Are you allowed to just leave?
People aren't just allowed to leave, but on the third or fourth day, typically the third day, they remove 5 women and 5 men. Mm-hmm. I don't know the reasons. I think it's sometimes the contestants who didn't make other connections, but sometimes they remove really popular contestants.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I say popular contestants, like contestants who have made multiple matches. So yeah. I don't know the reasoning why they remove certain people on that third day.
I do know that, like, sometimes what was told to us was, oh, like, we kept the people who are genuine and authentic and wanted to have connections, and then we kind of removed the people who weren't having connections and also that we found were not, like,
authentic
in a way. But who knows? It could just be a bunch of mumbo jumbo.
I also think that they remove people to push certain contestants to other contestants.
Agreed.
Like, they've removed my top matches on the third day, who I know were also really interested in me, and I think it was a way to, like, push me towards Shane.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot that goes
on. So I think that it's used as, like, this manipulation tactic.
Yeah, but we're definitely not allowed to just be like, I'm ready to go, because I feel like on our season there was a few people that are like, I just can't handle this anymore, I'm gonna leave. But they really try to convince you to stay. So
yeah, and, like, where are you gonna go? What, are you gonna run out of the set and try to get a taxi?
And you don't have your phones, your passports or anything. So
yeah, like, the set is in the middle of nowhere. So it's not like you could just, like, wave your hands and get a ride to the airport. Like, that's not how it works. Next question. Were you invited to the reunion as LIB alumni? And if you weren't, would you ever go?
I think if we were invited, well, I'll speak for myself, I guess. But if I was invited, I would definitely go just because they're so fun. And we were invited to season 4's reunion. And I think that was so fun because that was the season where they tried to do the live reunion.
Yeah.
And it was a hot mess. But it was so much fun, though, because you got to, like, you know, hang out with the other contestants and kind of see where everyone is. But I feel like we won't be asked back. Just because we're like old news. We're season 2.
Yeah.
I think there's other contestants who are way more relevant now. So I don't think we'll ever get asked back, but I definitely would.
I think that I would go. We've been asked for some things. Like, there were some projects, like Deep D was asked to and she declined, and same here, that were directly related to Love is Blind. But I think it kind of makes it tough with our podcast. Sometimes I'm wary just because I don't want to be biased on this podcast. Mm-hmm. And I like that we're able to just, like, speak on things that we want to speak on.
Yeah. Okay. Next one. What are your current relationships with your LIB fiancés?
I don't have a relationship with Shane at all. Like, I haven't talked to him in 2 years and I don't even keep up with him. So,
yeah. I think the past should be left in the past for a reason.
Yeah.
And neither of us need to have a relationship with anyone that we dated from the show.
I agree 100%. Okay, next question. Why do contestants wear the same clothes for confessional interviews?
Ooh, I love this question.
Why do we, Deep D?
Yeah, why do we? Because editing, duh. It's the exact same reason as to why they use the gold goblets. It just makes editing easier. I specifically remember, though, like, I was wearing that yellow dress and I had so many rings on, and during confessionals I would, like, switch the rings around.
That's what Ayana did. She wore different, like, earrings or rings,
which is funny because they did take a picture of us to make sure even the jewelry matched, but it's kind of hard when you're wearing, like, so many.
Yeah,
be like, let me move these around. But I mean, I didn't even catch myself doing it because I was...
You can't even see our hands anyways if you look at our confessional scenes for our season. But they do that so that they could take something that you said in a later confessional and put it, like, earlier, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I remember in my last confessional, they had me say, like, it's a week before a wedding. It's 2 weeks before a wedding. Mm-hmm. It's 3 weeks before a wedding, so that they could, like, use it in different places throughout the show.
Yeah. And also, not to mention, like, they'll say, like, oh, if you liked what somebody looked like or not, or, you know what I mean? They would just take, they would have various takes on, like, the same questions just in case they needed the material for later. I think, like, in the moment, we didn't even realize what was happening. They'd be like, just say this and then say this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And then later on, you'd watch it and you're like, wait, did I say that at that moment? Like, I'm kind of, like, gaslighting myself.
I could tell by my hairstyle, like, when a confessional that was, like, way later in the process is used earlier in the season. Yes. So it's very weird because I'm like, that's not what I said, you know? So,
or, like, if you're talking about somebody else and you're like, I loved them, like, blah, blah, blah. And then they bring it back, like, later in the season when you were actually talking about them at the beginning, like, during the pod stages. I'm like, wait a minute. Wait a goddamn minute.
I know. You're like, huh? So anyways, that's why.
Have you been asked to do other reality TV shows?
I have. Which is really surprising because I was so boring on our season of Love is Blind. I was asked for the first season of The Traitors, which was really exciting, but Netflix or Kinetic Content at the time, like, didn't allow me to do it. Mm-hmm. It was, the casting was when our season was premiering. And then I was in casting for Squid Games, The Challenge. And then I was in casting for Perfect Match Season 1 and Perfect Match Season 2, which I, of course, didn't end up doing.
Yeah. I'm so happy we didn't end up doing Perfect Match because that would just not be my vibe whatsoever.
Oh, yeah, because you were in casting for Perfect Match Season 1.
But I do have to say, I would be so happy if I got to go on Traitors. Love Traitors.
That was my biggest loss. It was for season 1. So I didn't know what the show was about. Yeah. And so I received an email about it. And then when I asked Kinetic Content, they're like, hey, the show is premiering and you're doing press. So I was just like, okay, whatever. I also don't think that I'll do another show right now. So for Squid Game Challenge, I was casting with my dad. Mm-hmm. And my dad was like, I don't know, just you were under so much stress before your season of Love is Blind came out. Like, is it really worth it? And I think that was eye opening of like, no, it's not.
No, like, he's like, why are you doing this to my family again?
Probably.
He's like, haven't you put us through enough?
But he was just like, you know, the anxiety of like, what is my edit going to be? Yeah. What impact is this going to have on my mental health and my job? And my dad was like, do you really want to go through that again? And I think when he asked that, I was like, I don't.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Why do some of the brides have different dresses on their wedding day than the bridal dress shopping scenes?
I love this question because I'm sure it's asked because Taylor's dress from this past season was way different than what she tried on in the earlier episode. But
way different.
Brides can have different dresses because when you go through the dress shopping process, like obviously you're trying on different dresses from that bridal store and they make you pick one from there. But you can always have a change of heart and like buy your own dress or come back and kind of change your mind if you wanted to. They have like a set of dresses that you can pick from based on the budget, of course. But like, for example, for me, I wanted to wear a traditional Indian outfit. So even though I tried on the wedding dresses with everyone else, I went and shopped on my own and found a dress for myself. And that's what I wore on my wedding day. So you can kind of talk to production and see kind of what suits your style. And if you don't like something, you can kind of ask them if you can change your mind about it.
Yeah. Our options are limited because obviously we're just shopping at one store and they also limit our selection. And for that bridal dress shopping scene, you can only try on three. Mm-hmm. And then for one of them, you have to say like, this is the dress, even though it's not, but they just need it for the scene. Mm-hmm. So for me, I want to try on more dresses than three, but they wouldn't let me for that scene. And they're just like, choose one and act like it's the one because it's TV.
It's TV.
It's reality TV. Yeah, you just got to do it.
We're not on your time here.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, like I'll just choose one and like say it's the one. And then they were like, you could always come back to the store later and buy yourself the one you actually want. And I was like, cool.
Yeah. They obviously have a budget, but mine was more expensive than the allotted budget. So I had to pay the difference for my outfit.
Yeah.
Which I was like, it's worth it. Like, it's my fake Netflix wedding day. Duh. Like, I'm
Yeah. Well, I thought I was actually going to get married. So I was like, this is going to be the dress of my dreams.
Yeah.
The funny thing is I did choose a dress I really liked, but the seamstress, because they only have like a day or two to tailor the dress, it just did not fit well. Like they took like a size 12 dress and try to make it into a size zero.
Oh wow.
And so obviously it's hard to do that in just one day when she's working on everyone else's dress.
Oh,
and so it just didn't fit right.
Yeah. I have shout out to my seamstress because she made it. I think I went to a different one than everyone else though.
Yeah,
because you had Indian dresses are a little bit different. Okay, so next one. Why don't Nick and Vanessa ask good questions? Ooh. That's from the pod bestie, not from Deep Tea.
You're like, sorry, Nick and Vanessa. I actually think that they ask a lot of questions. It just gets cut in the final edit. So remember for season 7's reunion, it took 6 hours to film, but the actual episode was only an hour and a half. So they cut so many questions. So I think it's less about them asking good questions, but more so what makes it on screen.
Mm-hmm. And not to mention, I think we've talked about this the last episode, they have an earpiece in. So like people are telling them what to say and what to ask as well.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they ad-libbed some of it. But
yeah. I remember for our reunion, like when we were actually filming, Vanessa asked Shayna a lot of questions about why she interfered in my relationship with Shane and like why she said the things that she said, like calling us fraudulent and fake. And it never made it to our actual reunion episode. So people were like, oh my God, they didn't even ask Shayna those questions. They asked her a lot of questions on that. It just never made it to the final edit. It was really weird.
Yeah, they always condense the episodes and you just never know what's gonna
actually
air.
Yeah. So I think it's less about them asking good questions and the right questions, but more so what was edited out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this question is very specific to you. A pod bestie said, I'm rewatching your season. Did Shayna ever apologize to you regarding her comment about Shane and you being fraudulent?
Okay, wow, crazy, because we just talked about this. She never apologized, actually. It's so crazy. At the time when this all happened, Shane told me what Shayna said about me and him on that beach day we had.
Mm-hmm.
And I called her and I was all like, did you say these things? And she goes, no, I didn't. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, she gaslit me.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said I was acting like I was in high school. And that was the last text and phone call that I had with her. And she never apologized.
Well.
But, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, so much time has passed at this point.
But that's kind of what, yeah. But, I mean, whatever. Maybe she was right. Look, hindsight 2020. I was like, she wasn't wrong.
Yeah, she wasn't wrong.
When she said we would never work out, I was like, look, Shayna, if anything, I was like, you were right on the spot. I'm just kidding. All right. Question for you. Will you ever recap your own season or seasons 1 and 3?
Ooh, that's actually so fun. I don't think emotionally I could rewatch our season
one
ever.
Day.
What, maybe like our 10-year anniversary of this podcast.
No, we can
recap.
I'm going to convince Steve D to do it next year. But I feel like we can't do seasons 1 and 3 because we're so close to those cast members.
I know, and I love them so much.
Yeah,
I
feel like we have actual real life friends mm-hmm. in those seasons. So I think it would just be really hard.
I even like recapping our own season, I feel like that would be tough. Just because there are friends too. Like the girls, the girly pops are our friends.
Yeah, so. But we could just recap negatively about the men.
That's true. Maybe for our 5-year, maybe not 10.
I feel like if we recapped our season, we could do it because we could clear up things.
It could be kind of fun.
Yeah.
We could do a watch party and do like real life.
With our pod besties. Yes.
I'm not going to lie. When I watched our season, I like fast forwarded through a lot of other couples stuff.
Same.
Because I was like so much in like turmoil, emotional turmoil myself. I was like, I need to know exactly what happened. And you know, you're watching it at like 2 or 3 a.m.
Same.
So you're like, I just need to watch it really quickly.
I mean, I only watched my scenes during our season.
Wow. Selfish.
Because
how dare you?
Don't tell me you didn't do the same. Did you do the same?
I did. But then if there's like moments that happen that are like trending on social media, I'm like, oh, I need to go watch this.
Oh, okay.
Scene.
Same.
I'm
same,
like, what's
same.
Happening?
Remember before we filmed a reunion production, you know, gave us
yes.
the wedding episodes.
Yes.
So I just watched my wedding scene because we had to talk about the reunion and I didn't want it to be like muddled with like other people's.
Yes.
But then I heard about your wedding scene and I was like, I gotta go watch it.
You're like, what happened?
Even like Nick and Danielle dressing up as hot dogs. I was like, what are people talking
yes.
about? So I had to go back and watch those scenes.
Yes, yes. I did the exact same thing. But it's not because I don't love and care for all of the couples. It's literally, I just couldn't handle all of
yeah.
that info coming to me at
and
once.
And we had to watch our own scenes because we knew we had to talk about it.
Yeah.
Like the way it was edited
yeah.
during the reunion. So it was kind of like prep.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Because like we know what happened, right? Like we remembered what happened,
mm-hmm.
but there's a different thing, like addressing things like how it was edited on the show.
Yeah,
so
exactly. Oh, man. What a time. What a time well, to
be
alive.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Next one. Are you guys tested for STDs before filming?
No, isn't that insane? Because I know other reality TV shows do this, like The Bachelor.
Yeah.
But the fact they don't test all contestants for STDs prior to filming, knowing that there might be some sexual activity after reveal, you know?
Yeah.
Is crazy to me.
I agree. But do you remember the lady that came in and talked to us? Right before we went into
yes.
the pods.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So there's a woman that has this talk with all of the contestants before we start filming. And she teaches us about STDs. But I was like, what's the point of this? Like, you haven't even tested us for it. Like,
honestly,
what are we doing?
It was so hilarious because I just remember sitting there being like, what is happening right now? Because I just specifically remember being like, before you guys like, you know, have any sexual relations, make sure you check your partner's genitals. Make sure you pull those pants down and you check, you really look. And I'm like, oh, okay,
and I was
ma'am.
Like, okay,
it
yeah.
It was uncomfortable, but I was like, this is honestly the funniest thing I've ever been
through. So I think the reason why they don't do it is they don't want the liability there in case someone gets something. Like, I'm not really sure.
And then they have to get sent home. They're like, who do we replace with this person?
It's very strange. Yeah. It's just strange that they don't do it. And I don't know. I see a lawsuit coming maybe in season 18 or 20. Like, there's going to be something that goes wrong. Okay.
Yes.
Next question from our pop bestie. How does being on Love is Blind affect your daily lives?
Ooh. I think when the show first came out, it impacted us a lot just because we were getting like an influx of people in our DMs and
so much attention.
Yeah, the attention, a lot of people talking about us, a lot of buzz around it, a lot of TikToks being made. So that kind of can deteriorate your mental health a little bit or have an impact on your mental health. That phase of Love is Blind was, I think, tough.
Yeah.
But I feel like today, not really much impact because I think we've learned coping skills to kind of manage the stresses that come from when a new season comes out or when we have, you know, podcast episodes about it. And I think we have a healthy relationship to the show now.
Yeah. I think the biggest impact it has had just generally on our lives is it just changed our lives. Mm-hmm. I gained friendships with women like Deep Dee and Ayana that I would have, you know, I wouldn't have had without Love is Blind. And also we wouldn't have this podcast without mm-hmm. Love is Blind. Just there's been a lot of opportunities, but I think my mental health has been like very much affected because mm-hmm. of the show too. So that's also kind of like the downside of it. And yeah. also, you know, I would have never known that people can write such horrific things about me on the internet. So yeah. it like kind of teaches you that and also racist things too. So
yeah, I think I lived in a bubble and it was a happy bubble. and then someone just popped that little bubble after the show. But yeah, I mean, we wouldn't have even had a career change. And it's so weird to say this, but every single friend I have in my life today in Chicago is one way or another because of the show. Like I met them through the show, or I met them because I was on the show, because I was friends with somebody who like
was on the show.
Like that's so weird to say, yeah. but that's exactly how. And then that like created obviously other friends.
Because you're not, yeah, because you're not originally from Chicago. Because obviously I went to school in Chicago. My college is Chicago based, and mm-hmm. so like all of my friends prior to the show are based here.
Yeah,
but your life wasn't like that.
No, but I mean, I lived in Chicago for 7 years before the show, but I had a different circle of friends. And because of COVID, a lot of those friends moved out of Chicago. So my old friends were not here. So I had to make brand new friends.
Yeah,
so,
that makes sense.
Interesting. Next one. As a former contestant, how many people came on the show for fame? Do you have a number?
Oh, gosh. To be honest, I think everyone came on the show for fame, including us. And I hate saying that. And I'm not saying like we didn't do the show for genuine reasons. And the married couples didn't do the show for genuine reasons for the most part. What I'm saying is that when you sign up for Love is Blind, you know that there's a chance you'll find someone. But when you sign up for Love is Blind, I think people know that they're signing up not only for love, but also for the TV aspect.
Mm-hmm.
So I think every person that actually does the show is not just looking for love. Like, I think you could look for both, like mm-hmm. love and attention.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think like, look, if someone really wanted to find love in a unique way, I think they'd sign up for like a matchmaker. Like, you know, it's like you don't have to do Love is Blind. I think every contestant that you see on the show, whether they find genuine love or not, like, they did it a little bit for like the attention and just knowing they'll be on a TV show.
Yeah. And it's, I think you're right. Like in the sense that like the fame aspect does come into play because it is exciting. Maybe it's not like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get all these followers. No, it's more like, oh my gosh, I get to be on TV. That's like a really cool aspect of life. And it's unique. And how cool if I fall in love and get to be on TV. Like that's kind of cool.
It's like people who want to go on Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy, you know, it's like exciting. Like, oh my gosh, like I'm going to be on TV and that's going to be really cool. And not mm-hmm. in like a, I don't know, like I'm going to be famous type of thing, but more so like I could win a bunch of money, but also really cool experience.
Something different.
A little bit of like attention / D-list fame or mm-hmm. Z-list fame. Mm-hmm. So next question, can you elaborate more on the wedding part of LIB? If a couple says no, aren't there caterers, bartenders, DJs, and so on? Do they just go home?
That's a great question. And as somebody who didn't go through with the wedding, I think I can answer this
Same.
One. Yeah, that's true. Yes, there are caterers. I know that a friend was also a DJ at our weddings, which was kind of fun. But yeah, they are there. They're just in the background. And we don't have a celebration. But in mine and Shake's case, we still like stayed and like hung out and like mingled with our friends and family.
Like because, just thanking them.
Yeah, thanking them for being there and also like coming to support us. And, you know, even though we didn't say yes, like it was still like, okay, this is kind of a celebration that we get to end it on this note, blah, blah, blah. So they are there, but I think Love is Blind and the producers, and they are really aware that there's a possibility that couples will say no. And in that case, yeah, they,
yeah,
it's not like they'll bring out the cake though. You don't get a cake.
Yeah. So Shane and I were in a sticky situation because it was gonna go either way. Like I knew I was always gonna say no after the fight that Shane and I had off camera. But I think production was like, there's a possibility we could convince her. Yeah. So like the DJ was there, you know, our cake, our wedding cake was there. It was already made for us. But anyways, we obviously ended up saying no, but there was still a reception, which was very awkward because Shane and I, like there was a lot of tension between our sides. But everyone was still able to eat. So they served food afterward. And then I heard that they gave my wedding cake to Ayana and Jarrett, who got married the day after us.
No way. Yeah. That's kind of messed up, actually.
Yeah. So they had it ready for us, but they were like, oh, we'll just give it to Ayana and Jarrett.
That's actually
so
really
they got
up.
Like the cake flavor that they didn't want. Oh, because you know how you could choose or like ask for a certain flavor. I think we asked for carrot cake. And Ayana and Jared got carrot cake and they're like, ew.
Oh, they're like, what is this? You know what's really funny is during my, like right after I left the altar, they didn't allow me to come back to the venue at all. Like my friends and family were looking for me because they were all like celebrating and like eating and doing all the things. And they had me hidden away, like doing interviews. And they were like, you can't come out the entire time. So basically I didn't even get to eat. I didn't get to like go back into the reception area the entire time.
I did. Yeah. I had a celebration actually with like my guests in the courtyard of our venue, which was really fun. And everyone, you know, like obviously there's alcoholic drinks. And so we just kind of like drank.
See,
and
that's so nice because they didn't let me come back till like, it was like basically towards the end of the night. And they're like, okay, you can come back now. It took forever though. I was like, wow, this is unfortunate.
I think, that's very interesting. So they definitely whisked me away for interviews right after Shane and I like had that talking scene after I said no at the altar. And then they had me film me getting into the car as if I was going to like drive off. Right. But then, you know, like obviously once I was done filming, I was like free to party. So
yeah, I think because Shake was saying so many things after, they're like, you can't come back right now. He's like spilling the beans. He's just speaking his mind right now.
I think Shane got interviewed right after me. Yeah. So like when he started interviewing and they whisked him away, I was able to like have fun and party. So
Did you ever have a moment where you second guessed your decision to get engaged?
No, but I did ask my producer after we got engaged to not send us to Mexico. I knew that they were only going to choose a limited number of couples to continue on filming. And there was 8 couples that got engaged on our season. And I asked my producer at the time to not like choose us to go to Mexico. Just because I was done filming. And it's like one of those things, you know, when you like interview for a job, you think you really want it just based on like how it looks on paper. It was like that. It was like that when we signed up for Love is Blind. Like we thought it was really cool. We saw season one and I was like, this could work. And then I was so exhausted that I was like, I just want to go home. Like it's not what I thought it would be like. I bring that up because I guess I wasn't second guessing, but I feel like in my heart, I knew that like Shane and I couldn't go the distance.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. For me, I feel like I definitely wanted to continue the experience, even though I wasn't like the happiest at reveal, like because it was just like, so much emotion.
Yeah.
But I wholeheartedly was like, I think this is it. Like, this is going to be my life.
Wow.
Like, I think it might be the person. Isn't that crazy? And look at us now. It's so weird how much
I know
happens in between that time.
But I think I was just like, this is a lot and I don't think I could do this in front of the cameras. But, you know, it is what it is. Next question. Why didn't Taylor follow Garrett, her husband, when the episodes were airing for season 7? Do you think it was for attention?
I don't think it was for attention. When the show is airing, the producers do tell you, don't give like context clues as to what's happening in your relationships. So they ask you to hide pictures if you've taken them over the past year. They ask you to unfollow people. They ask you to kind of just keep it under wraps because they don't want to give away too much information on what happens during the seasons. And I remember I had to even put my Venmo on private because I had certain like Venmo transactions between Kyle and I and Shake and I and like other contestants. So they're like, put that on private because people are sleuths on the internet. But Garrett and Taylor was interesting though because she didn't even follow him back after the reunion. Like it took her some time to follow
him. I think she waited a few days so people can watch the reunion. Like, because, you know, some people don't watch the episodes right as they drop. Before a season aired, Shane and I went through a tumultuous breakup, so I blocked him. I distinctly remember PR saying to me, you either follow everyone or you follow no one. So I think that's what happened with Taylor is she either follows Garrett and everyone else or she follows no one, maybe a few of the women, but those were the two choices pretty much they gave me. Yeah. So I ended up following everyone though.
Yeah.
And then I unblocked Shane so that I could follow him.
So much happened between the time we filmed to the airing of the show. Like we even had a huge group text thread between all of us, all the contestants. Yeah. Oh my gosh, wow. There's so much. But yeah, I mean,
crazy.
Wow, talking about this sometimes is bringing up some trauma.
I know. It's crazy.
It is. Next question. Do you ever regret participating in Love is Blind?
Okay, before our season came out, I did. Mm-hmm. I was so anxious and just so scared that I was like, oh my goodness, I'm such a dumbass. Like, why did I do this show? Like, is it worth like everything that I'm feeling right now? Mm-hmm. And I still thought that way even after our season finished airing. I was just like, this is so stressful. Mm-hmm. Like, my mental health was at an all-time low. But now I do not regret it at all. Like, I'm so glad I did it. Mm-hmm. Mostly because I met you and Ayana through the show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, you guys are so special to me that I could never regret, you know, meeting you through Love is Blind. And the fact that we have this podcast together and we've met so many of our pod besties through it, like, I think that's so cool. It's just like all of these things couldn't have happened without Love is Blind. So in that way, I'm very, very thankful.
Yeah. And you know what I'm going to say is like, everything happens for a reason. You know, I truly believe that.
You do. You're like, the universe has led me to this point.
Absolutely. And no matter how difficult or hard it has been to get through that hump of the show, I think you take a step back and you realize why everything happens the way it happens. And it's meant to put you in exactly the position that you're in today. And so I always live life with no regrets.
Oh, I love that. All right, last question. If you hadn't gone on Love is Blind, what do you think life would look like right now?
Oh my gosh.
Crazy to think about, right?
That's so crazy to think about. Well, I feel like I would still be in a job that I did not like that much. Working for corporate America.
DD's former company is like, huh?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Not that I didn't love that job. It's just like I knew it was time to move on from it. I had already been working there for 7 years. And I bet you anything, I still would be on dating apps, just scrolling, trying to find my person. I'm just kidding. I don't know. It's weird to think about that because I have no idea where my life would be. You know, it's hard to even think about it. Where do you think you would be?
You know how I'm a very like routine oriented person?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Before going on Love is Blind, like before we even started filming, like my life was pretty much the same, like in terms of what I did every day for like 7-8 years.
Yeah.
I never strayed from the routine that I followed every day. Mm-hmm. And I think I would still be following that routine where, you know, I get up, go to a workout class, then work my job from, you know, 8 to 6 and then make myself dinner, whatever. Maybe there would be a partner somewhere in there. Yeah. Who knows? But I think I would have just stayed very steady.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to think. Mm-hmm. And I would have never met you. And that is so wild to think.
Isn't that so wild?
Like, I would not be sitting here.
It's weird. We literally live in the same building. We have this podcast together. We met through the show. It's just weird to think that, like, I don't know.
I think about that. I think about how, like, you know, right now at this time on this day, I know I would just be in front of my desk mm-hmm. in my business attire.
Yes.
And just working my corporate job. And, you know, right now it's the afternoon time. I know I'd just be eating my lunch in front of my mm-hmm. desk, working away. That is what I would be doing. And I'm so glad that instead of doing that, I'm sitting in this chair and I get to talk to you every day mm-hmm. and you're my best friend and we get to do this podcast and we have a bunch of pod besties. Like, I just, yeah, it kind of blows my mind that I'd be having a different life right now.
I know. It's so crazy. I couldn't even imagine a different life. And I think that's just, we should just end on that because I feel like we need to take a moment to just be grateful and express our gratitude for the life that we live today and the yeah. people that we have in our lives and just our listeners, our pod besties too. I think all of it, like, we are very blessed.
Yes, we are very blessed. Mm-hmm. So we will end it on that yeah. note. If you guys want to have your questions answered in the next Burning Questions episode, follow us on our Instagram page at Out of the Pods.
And make sure you guys leave a review and subscribe.
See you next Wednesday.
Bye.